This is the closing market report for the first day of June 2017. Now let's take a look at the weather forecast with Mike Tenorum. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being here. Let's get started right away. Can you give me kind of the conditions as it relates to weather across the whole of the growing regions in the United States?
Well, we're basically dealing with two different issues. The first issue, and the most important one at the moment, is that it's been very dry over the last 30, 60, and 90-day periods in the Northern Plains. This includes the entirety of the spring wheat belt, and we're seeing some very alarming dryness numbers showing up out of these states, and that's just because it hasn't rained very much at all for a while. If you look at rainfall over the last 30 days across the U.S. spring wheat belt, only 12% of U.S. production was wetter than normal over the last 30 days. So that tells you that they need some rain. And unfortunately, even though there will be a little bit of rain over the next 2 days, and then maybe a little more around Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, there just is not that much on the horizon. Things do get a little more active in the June 10th to 15th time period, where it'll start to warm up. We'll start to see some more thunderstorm clusters moving around the central U.S. One of those will need to hit that area. Whether or not that happens will probably be something we'll discuss in a week from now.
So where does that area encompass?
Basically all of North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Northwest Minnesota. But the thing that's rather interesting about it is that even though that area is very dry, it's a relatively small area if you look at the entirety of the United States. It's only this one little pocket here that's been real dry in that period, but it's right on top of spring wheat.
So we're fairly close then to parts of the Corn Belt for the Midwest. You mentioned Minnesota, the northwestern corner. We do have corn in North and South Dakota. Nebraska is there, the number three producer. Minnesota is the number four producer of corn. Iowa, of course, number one. What's your implication, if any, for those parts of the world?
Well, at this point, there's not a whole lot to think about just because it's been so wet. And as we go forward, even though rain chances are quickly diminishing across most of the Corn Belt over the next 4 to 5 days, earlier in the week, it looked like a pretty solid chance for rain across the Corn Belt. That chance does not look so good as we speak, and we don't think there'll be a whole lot in the way of heavy rain over the next 4 or 5 days. If anybody gets hit with significant rainfall, it'll most likely be in parts of Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, including some of those areas that definitely do not need any more rain. But everybody else starts to dry out. Next week, rain chances are not all that good either. It looks pretty dry but cool for most of next week, which again brings us into June 10th to 15th. That starts up next Saturday and Sunday and then into the following week. It will turn a lot warmer in that period. There will be some waves of energy moving across the central U.S. And more than likely, we'll see a few thunderstorms here and there with near normal rainfall in that period. We can't say this is a huge issue at this point, but we would like to see some of these rain chances verify, because if they don't, then all of a sudden you're looking at a pretty dry June by the time you get to the middle of the month.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great one.
You too. Mike Tenorum is with T-Storm Weather. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget to visit our website, willag.org. Commodity Week will be up by about 5 o'clock this evening.